USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has surpassed 200,000 cases as the state reported an additional 10,000 new positive cases in one day. It's the fourth straight day that the state has reported more than 10,000 new cases. Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez spoke on CBS.
What concerns me is the positivity rate. We had it down to about 8% of the people getting tested were showing up positive. Now they're over 20% are showing up positive.
Medical contributor Dr. Agus spoke of the rise in cases.
To me, this is a failure on all of our part in terms of the simple preventive methods of wearing a mask and social distancing. I hear arguments on the internet, they're emailed to me, well, kids die in a physical education class wearing a mask. And the answer is that's just not true.
This is USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any other possible disaster devastated your town. You're out of power. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries. It comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA Weather Band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX. That's 877-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
With Major League Baseball training camps starting, a number of players are opting out. And USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
With Major League Baseball training camps open, a number of players have chosen to opt out of the 2020 season. Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross of the Washington Nationals, Mike Leake of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Ian Desmond of the Colorado Rockies, and today, David Price announced that he will be opting out of the 2020 season. San Francisco Giants all-star catcher Buster Posey is unsure whether he will play this season.
You know, the old cliche, one day at a time, but I think health right now is probably paramount, but obviously you can't expect the batter to come up and wear a mask or a catcher to wear a mask during the game. It's a bad habit, but a lot of us as baseball players are used to spitting as well, and I think that's going to be an issue, right? From what I've heard, that's, you know, through water droplets and moisture is how this thing is spread, and so I think there's going to have to be an effort to try your best not to do that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
In 1854, in southern Oregon, some white settlers found two Native Americans that had been slain by a neighboring tribe. They were found near a stream, so they named it Dead Indian Creek. Unfortunately, the name stuck, and it was applied to a road that followed up the creek into the Cascades. By 1870, Dead Indian Road was extended clear up to the mountain lakes. In 1993, sensitivity over the connotation of the words dead Indian prompted Jackson County commissioners to change the name, unfortunately, to Dead Indian Memorial Road. That name change was hotly debated. Some Native Americans argued for keeping the original name as a reminder of what their people suffered. Many other Native Americans said they wanted the name to be changed entirely. As Black Lives Matter protesters continue to march across the country, many Native Americans are also standing up. During the July 4th holiday, protesters in Baltimore pulled down the statue of Christopher Columbus and threw it into the city's inner harbor. Many Native Americans protested at Mount Rushmore when President Trump did his tribute to the 4th of July. Due to vandalism to the street signs, Jackson County commissioners are once again considering changing the name of Dead Indian Memorial Road. One proposal suggests renaming all the landmarks to Lugawa, the name for the Native American people who populated the area of Southwest Oregon. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.